We're in Siman Shin Mem, in Sif Dalet. There is Mishnah Berurah's, extensive Mishnah Berurah's, which we did not finish yet. I think we're in Sif Berurah's, Sikat Nechav Beis, which extends for a long time on it. Zion, maybe? I think we did part of Zion. I don't think we finished Zion. So let's pick up from Zion again. The person writes with his left hand or with the back of his hand. Because he turns his hands upside down and he writes backwards. Viragla with his foot, bepi with his mouth, bermerpeka with his elbow, and silhyoda, which is an elbow, is potter. And these are all considered doing it with a shinui, and they've raised potter. These are also to do. Filo biragloi, chigad, even with a foot.
Okay, now.
She like a smoker, a lefty who writes with his right hand, which for him is like a left hand of most people, is potter, because that's not normal ksiva for him. Because of bismillah, but he writes with his left hand, the bichayiv, that's normal for him. Asheli b'shtayadov, b'shaba, a person who's ambidextrous, because of bein b'mina, bein bismillah is chayiv, a person ambidextrous, equally ambidextrous, so would be chayiv if he writes with the other hand. Child's holding a pen. The adult is holding the child's hand and moving the child's hand. So the adult is chayv. The cotton is just acting as the machine to hold the hand, to hold the pen, and the adult is moving the kid's hand. But let's say the opposite. The adult is holding the pen. The child is moving the adult's hand. It's potter. The gadol is not doing anything. It's the cotton which is doing it. If the person who's holding the pen is also involved, so we look at whoever's holding the pen. So in the case where the gadol is moving the cotton's hand, so the cotton would be chayav, but he's not chayav because it's a cotton. In the case where the cotton is moving the gadol's hand, the gadol is chayav. Okay. Person's writing, but by writing, he's going to write on the skin, this hide, can't use the hide. So he damaged the leather. So he wanted to damage this thing. So vis-a-vis the ksiva, it accomplished what it wanted to accomplish. The ksiva wasn't the kilko. On the ksiva's part, what it's written on, there was damage to it, but that's not called a makalko, the part of the person. So let's say one guy wants to get revenge on the other guy and he decides to go and damage his right things all over his property. It's a makalko, yeah, but that's exactly what he wants. That's not a makalko which would be potter. Avla moichik abanas the kalko is potter. A person is moichik with the goal to create, not to rewrite. It's just to mess everything up. That would be potter. Okay. Ches. Harashim Rishabim. He's making markings. Making markings with suras and pictures, Bakosel on the wall, Besheshar, Bakyotiben, with these types of paints. Kner Shatsiyar Rishim, like the Tsayer is like a person who makes pictures. The Reza told us Kosev, Bechai Mishum Kosev, is the told of Kosev, and I'll be Chayev for the Malach of Kosev, or the told of Kosev, because making pictures is the told of making letters. So a person, the modern version of this, a person takes a photo, taking a photo onto film. I'm not on a digital camera yet, a photo onto film, would be Chayev.
Even if it's what's the word? When we're talking about kosher, we're talking about when there's a ma'isa uman. Is it? Wait, does it have to be a ma'isa uman for him to be chayev, or not necessarily?
No, any type of pictures. Like you have a person draws a very simplistic picture, and still be chayev. Draws a picture of this,
stick figure.
Sun, that's nothing fancy. No Rembrandts. Now, when it comes to the digital becomes much more halakhically complex because there's not really anything really being made. It's all creating some some microscopic magnetic field is creating some electromagnetic impulses that are being recorded at that level, and that's what's generating this picture. So most places hold that that's not considered that's not considered ksivu. It's not called you wrote anything.
So it would even fall into the category of Issa Durabonim for ksiva?
Pach is a Durabonim. Part of the argument, also reason why, is because it's not ksavim miskayim. In regards to the picture on the screen, it's not really going to last. It has to be constantly refreshed and constantly, placed on the screen. And what's that? Which is you're making some type of an impulse. It's not visible. It's not noticeable. It's not really part of anything. Now, not everybody agrees with him. If this became a normal way to make pictures nowadays, and this is the way we make things, this is the way we write words, typing, in the same as typing on a computer, is that called cursive at the Risa level? Obviously, either way it's going to be austere, but you have a situation in the hospital, you have a goy, tzarech chayla, you could have a goy doing malach of the Risa. But it's not real tzarech chayla, let's say something which is not necessary to really be done. They just want to keep their records. So they, say Amir Lahakam Litzarach, and that probably is Mutter. If they're Abonim, if it's the Raisa, it wouldn't be Mutter necessarily. I told you they just had this wild halachic issue. In Hawaii, the dateline issue in Hawaii, I spoke to you about that, right? The Shadow, which side of the dateline in Hawaii is on. So, Poskim, it seems to be like many shittas. Really, what Hawaii keeps is Friday. Really, should be Shabbos, because they keep their weekdays according to American side. So they actually start Shabbos after us. Uh-huh. But really, if you see the halacha dateline as being before them, really they're going to be starting Shabbos before us.
Where's the halacha dateline fall?
That's the Machlokes. So, depending where you place your halachic dateline, so according to the Chazon Ish, they keep Shabbos like us. According to other poskim, they would keep Shabbos not like us. So it's a machlokes. So therefore, the Chacham many poskim is that while there on Friday they should keep Shabbos 2 days, and on Friday they should be makban on the rices, not under abundance. Now, so I had a person went there recently. I said, Rabbi, what are the rishis? What are the rabbanans? Let's teach me now, regular achas, everything I need to know. What can I do? What can I do? Yeah. So we have a quick session over there. So there are places you would need to know the mitzvah and the rishis, the rabbanan, besides the mirlachim.
This just came up for, I think, Samoa. They just changed over their system.
Samoa just switched over. They just moved now to being on, not our side, but on the other side.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know exactly where Samoa, is. I think that's correct, according to most poskim. They should have been doing...
They should have been starting...
Shabbos before us.
Yeah.
So that's fine. It's, until now, it means they were keeping 2 days Shabbos, not only keeping one. You know, that's... I don't remember exactly where Samoa is, though. When I can picture on the map somewhat, I would imagine it's probably correct. Japan also was a suffix. Japan is, McCulloch is where, whether it's 2 days or one, which day it is.
Wow.
The argument being the other way around. According to the Chazon Ish, Japan, which is on the other side of the international dateline, Japan really should be Sunday. But they keep Sunday, really should be Shabbos, according to the Chazon Ish. When they keep a Shabbos, really
he pushes his dateline really far.
His dateline is much closer to Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, okay.
So, so Hawaii is clearly on the American side. Japan is really, according to him, is also on the American side. But the international dateline has it further east than he has it.
So, were the postmen, did they start really becoming aware of this when, or the time when they really started establishing good charts for sun?
The first place where it's discussed, actually, we want you to know, is in the Kuzari and the Balamor. They're talking about 800 years ago. I don't know what the Goyim knew about, you know, the world at that point in time. But
there was some concept of circular.
Yeah, that's clear. The Zohar says clearly that the world was circular.
What
does the Zohar? The world was round. But you know, from this concept also really would seem to be that the idea of discussing concept of a dateline, Pashas, it means they understood there was a concept of what was round. You know, they were discussing it 800 years ago. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry about Copernicus. Move over. But anyway, because, I mean, it's based on a Gemara. It's an obscure Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the second parak, which deals with how many miles you would see the sun, you would see the moon. Balamor says it's referring to what time of the day, how many hours before, the certain hours in the day, how many hours before Yerushalayim does the day really start? That's really what he's talking about. According to where the Chazon Ish understands it, it's 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, which is not so, you know.
It's pretty close.
Well, it's not, you know, it's a quarter of the world.
It's
but
closer than what we have it now.
Yeah. According to the Chazon Ish comes out a fascinating thing, just as this total aside we're talking about. He says you don't split land masses. So part of the land mass is the same as Eretz Yisrael, the whole thing is the same as Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, obviously, the whole land mass of China will be the same, you know, that since it's Australia, the same thing. Even though his dateline goes in the middle of Australia, all of Australia is the same as Eretz Yisrael.
Wow.
He says that's only when you're in land. He says as soon as you leave the land, you don't have that halacha. So he says, so you have a fascinating concept that a person could be theoretically going on the eastern side of Australia, which really, according to him, really is on the other side, but it's all one landmass, so it keeps Shabbos like Eretz Yisrael. So Sunday, if you go swimming, you're swimming off. Once you go out into the water, you're swimming off into Shabbos. As soon as you go out in the boat, you're leaving the land. It's now Shabbos. You go back to land. It's not Shabbos. It's very weird. So if you take a flight, where the issues would come up as a person takes a flight from Australia on Sunday, according to the Chazon Ish, as soon as you take off, it's Shabbos. So you have the Shabbos limitations, and you keep going for a few hours, it's not Shabbos anymore. Some fascinating, wild applications of that chazanish. What?
I won't start.
I mean, these are issues which it's negated very much business people, stuff like that. You know, they're going to these places all the time. You gotta take a flight, whatever. Okay.
Monday through Thursday.
So Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds typing on a computer is not the right. So there are others who argue with him. Hold that it is. That, in other words, this is a normal derech of ksiva, and it basically lasts. It's being refreshed. But as far as we can see, it's still there. So it's a miskayim, and it lasts. So,
but isn't it? Aren't the letters made of dots?
But if the same way we use the concept, if it's not visible, it's not considered you did anything. I mean, if it is visible, it's called you did something.
So
as far as we're concerned, he made a letter. We see a letter.
And Shem Havaya?
When you have a mechika and Shem Havaya, probably you'd hit me with the same machlokes. I don't recall what they say offhand, but probably the same.
They used to have some word processors that wouldn't show you anything on a display. It would just simply be just typing on a keyboard, and I think there was some way to review it before you would go ahead and print out. So that would that still fall?
That would be better.
It would be better, but is it just the act of pressing a button, regardless of the other Suri de Rabbanan, but would that itself be Isser de Rabbanan on Kosev? Or because it's so inherently connected to it that it would just automatically fall under it?
Okay. Yeah, something like this. Yeah. So now, once you're talking about that, just take it one step further. So now, so here's the famous issue, which is, of course, walking by these security cameras. So when you walk by a security camera, so it's taking a picture of you. You know, and your picture is seen on a screen. So am I causing... I'm making a picture of myself on the screen. So I'm not doing it. I'm not saying it's common, but it's a psik resha. So it's psik resha lo nichole. Psik resha lo nichole, and the rice is also.
Well, just because it's your image on the screen or on the tape, what's the difference if that thing's going to be recording the same piece of grass on the ground, so if you happen to walk by it, what's the difference between that? It's recording something, so what's the difference between one's body being there?
Right, but this picture is being made by you. The different picture would have been made without me. I'm making this picture.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I didn't see that. Okay.
Right. So, it's, you know, which of course becomes fairly challenging nowadays. So the Maisa, it's if you say that it's Drabonon, and you know you have no Kavanon, so it's Psik Resha Lo Nichole, so it's which itself is a Drabonon, and you know if you say according to Shlomo Zalman's word, it's not considered that it's made, held to succeed with Drabonon because it doesn't last. And Sikresha de lo nichle in a drabonon, so you could argue that maybe it's you're allowed to go inside. I told you once, I think we discussed it, that there was asik, you know, walk past the security camera to get inside the building.
By the automatic lights in Kachavis. To walk by someone's house with automatic.
Right, the similar issue. We discussed this once, right? Can we discuss it with you?
Which issue?
Didn't we discuss motion sensor?
We discussed motion sensor once.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the,
yeah, we did.
Misasek, the concept of misasek. So to apply misasek to this also. Rabbi Yashav answered, if you're cloud not being aware of the, you know, you're not thinking about the fact that you're being pictured, so that makes it better. So he says, he's only making a makam atzarech if you have a need, so, you know. If you have a need, Now, if that's the only way you can get into your building, that you have, it means you have a need, you know.
Doesn't the yeshiva have?
The yeshiva turns it off before Shabbos, so there's, I mean, it's supposed to turn off before Shabbos, so you, there's no picture being made on the screen. So just being recorded on the tape is much more cool.
Oh, wow. Well, what's the difference?
So they turn off the screens, but it's still being recorded. Just not onto a tape, not onto, it doesn't right. actually go onto a screen.
So
a lot of, no, a lot of the place comes to argument. You might say you made a picture. So as far as we're concerned, that's, you made something that has some level of reality. Just, you know, some electromagnetic gobbledygook on a piece, on a thing, it's not, which is not legible to any of us. You need a machine to create something out of it. At this, that point in time, is not as much of a ksiva.
Why was the case of the shoe imprint on snow or on mud better than this case?
Well, we said that, you know, we grapple with that case also, right? You know.
Is that the same case?
We compared to which case?
Compared to the walking tape into on a the video tape camera.
The the tape when the tape is on. You mean when the camera is on? When the, you know, the screen is on.
Yeah.
Which one's better?
Didn't we say the shoe was more makel?
I'm not sure which one's better. I think, you know, there's definitely arguments on both to be matter. Okay, now, im oisik b'tzura b'kli tzura, hanashe kli oimer l'kachle no oisik. A person draws a picture on an item which is supposed to get a picture on it. Kli oisik b'kachle, you only draw part of the picture that you're supposed to draw, you didn't finish it. Chai b'shumake b'patish, she g'mer malata shel kli. If this kli is supposed to get a picture, and you didn't get the picture yet, as you starting as you draw that picture, you're doing the final process of preparing that kli, and that's going to be chai because of makom patish. Can a merchik as a roshim, something which is already a picture which is there, and a person erases it, can the sakin for a valid purpose, a positive purpose, erase a tolus merchik b'chayiv. Okay, nudin. Also, the chaver osir shall cast of the parochus to b'kiyot, but you had silver letters. And you want to go and attach them onto the parochas on Shabbos. So a person would do that. It's also to do that. The hu ke'en kosev. It's like the malach of kosev. They didn't really write a letter because the letter is already formed. But the act of placing the letter on the parochas is like the concept of kosev. Now, we discussed, there's two arguments why that would be so. Either because forming words. That's how Ramush understood it. Or alternatively, it's the act of putting a letter down on a background is also a form of ksiva. Also, the hosim manual similarly would be also to take it off, the hukain merchik, which would be like merchik.
Scrabble.
So he said, so according to the pshat, the yisr is putting it down on something, so the scrabble of the letter is already on the block. Each little wooden piece has the letter on it. So there's no iser. If it's the making words, you're making words. So Moshe says, but it's only if you only compare it to this case where it's being held there. So that's called that you made the words. So the regular scrabble where there's nothing holding the letters there, it's not a problem. He says deluxe scrabble, which has little black boxes which hold each letter in place. I've never seen it, but that's what they say. So each, now it's being held there, or you take magnets and make words, you know, put the madness on the fridge and make words out of them, that would be the same. It's on a surface. You're putting it on something, that's problematic. He argues with this Magen Avraham. Navar ksas minyani mechika v'sirtut. Person erases what's written there with intent to write two letters in its place. I don't care how much you erased, depending on what you, the major issue is what you're replacing it with. Chai. Afilo oisachas im hikadoilo, even if what you erase is only one letter, and it's large, but the replacement area will allow for two letters, that's chai. The person's racing to correct something, even though it's not going necessarily planned to, right there, it's a tikkun, so it's accomplishing something positive. It's also going, for example, there's extra letters in the Torah, which passes the Torah, and he erases them. Gam gen chayv. Kosev chayodim, chom alochus chutz mikosev, chay ben bimino ben mismarloi, maybe rhyme it, the zemit to sef the perikyun. In general, the malachas, there's a difference between right and left, except for kosev. Ach, miragloi, bepiva, mermepekoi, mashasham, the potabas. But doing other malachas with your foot, your mouth, or your elbow, even by other malachas, it only be the rabbanan. Okay, hamasartet niyarv uklaf b'kiyotzibay. Person makes lines. Now the sirta wasn't actual letter lines. It wasn't with ink. It was with an impression. So they would take a ruler. They would run a blunt instrument across, and it would leave a depression in the parchment. That was sirtut. So anytime a person is making lines, the yarrow cloth kiyotzibay could at least have shtei osias tachas osias yetu to write letters there. Iskayev. Now, actually, the sirtut of the Torah was we write down from the lines. Pashas, according to this, a person would make a line across on a piece of paper and to write on top of it would also be chayvot sirtut. Okay. Or a shard of water. Person wants to cut something. Then you make a line to cut your cutting line. That's also part of Masarte. Now, you have carpenters. In case they take a red thread. And they put it across the beam, they should get a straight cut. Hagivlim shoysin came by vonim, people which bricklayers do that with bricks. Kadesh yifatzel hoevim reshav. I'm sorry. Well, this is a brick. The chiselers, they want to chisel the stone apart. Kolze habachal masartet. All these Mechel Masarte Bitseva, Ebeloit Seva Reza Chai. Whether you use colouring to do it or you just use an impression to do it, it's a Mikhai. Hinirata Bhozel Kilavara Aza Dover Hudaraisa, Shapota Vasabin Rabonan. What's the Raisa? What's the Rabonan? Nav Kimina Yure any Hudi Mokamitsu. Shoes to shoes of Mokka Mitzvah is Mutter. So we have a Mitzvah and I have a Goy, it's the Rabbanan, I can ask him to do it. Comes to Mishan Zayin, they said the Raisa, Eim Eternal Yadei and Yehudi, for the Mokka Mitzvah. But the Raisa, you can't have a Goy do even for Mokka Mitzvah. So these concepts are important to know.
Does this apply to around food?
Interesting question. See the quote over here from Mishan Zalman that person sort of like made a line around your orange to peel the orange. He says mutter. You see your eyes pop out of that one. you make a line in your challah to cut. So that's not mistake.
Well, I was thinking about the impression. If somebody is making lines in the cake frosting, you know, to line up where they're going to cut.
The same thing, right?
Yeah, the orange, right?
Okay, now, sifhei. Mutter lishem b'tziparon ala sefer k'mushar roisim in the siman sheza davar miskain. So some people, when they want to make a marking, they'll go come back to this page. So they make like a little impression with their fingernail and leave a little dent in there. So he says it's mutter. So the mishabura mutter b'yesh makirim b'zev ayin b'yolocha. Some say that it's not mutter. Mishabura lishem b'tziparon. Dafka rishima ke'en kav ba'alma lizikoron. You're just putting like a line just to remind you that there's something you want to come back and look at. For example, there was a mistake there, whatever, something of that sort. That's mutter. It's not really, he didn't really write anything. Which is to make the shape of a letter with this Rishima, when you're making this indentation, you cannot do. It's not over miskayim. Dafke beklaf hakosha. This sort of referring to thick parchment. Because I don't know how you custom all the cloth. We write on parchment. Abal haniyor oser the miskayim hu. So the nature of the cloth is that it bounces back. But he says, but you know, if you do it on paper, that mark's going to stay there. There's nothing really. So you would rub it out. It's going to stay. Medavka b'tziparin, even on cloth, it's only with a fingernail. Avim oisur roisha be'ezek klisha oisur rishima amuka yoisur. Aleph afla cloth ve'etz oisur, even on parchment or on wood be oisur. The minker heite b'miskaim. It's noticeable, and it lasts. So that's going to be cases which are considered miskaim, and they're oisur to do. It says ein ber locha. So he quotes in the Prima Godin. The Prima Godin says that it's Osir. And he says, Kamaris is Osir. Okay, so that's the end of the melacha of Kosev and Mechik.
So, one thing would make ears on our pages, like these.
Right, so Pasha Davi Mutter.
What's the difference between this and pressing your fingernail into the paper?
Because the goal over here is to make an impression. The goal over there isn't to make the crease. Over there is they have the paper folded. Chushal Tfira Sheniftach. So you had a seam, and the seam is starting to, the two sides of the seam are starting to come apart. So there's a gap between the two sides. So I want to pull the end of the thread. If I pull the end of the thread, I will bring it'll tighten up the sewing, and the two sides of the seam will come together. So obviously, since we're starting the melacha of Teufer at this point in time. So the halacha is, it's also to do that. Also, the maskei mishum teifer. It's considered teifer. It's called just like sewing the two things together, is bringing them together. So when I take the two sides of my seam and I pull them by tightening, I pull them together. I'm also doing an act of teifer. Chavav the maskei. Haino. Shabur explains the case. Shini spardus teichatiras abegad zamis are the two pieces of the garment which were sewn together are pulling apart but mixes partially. So the stitches are extending themselves; they're spreading out. He wants to pull the end of the thread, and will pull all of the pieces back together again. So he says, "Can't do it." Well, the chayiv chata is that the Gemara not only is it a issur derabbanan; it's not a issur deraisa. This is called teifer. Now, this is only true, though, if he ties it at the end, so he makes it that it's going to last. If it's going to pull apart again, you didn't do anything yet. And even if the knot is not a knot shokayama, that's enough to be chai for teifer. Our belay kesher klal is potter. If you don't tie it, then it'll be also under a bonnet. Now, furthermore, in the part of the shalosh tiras umasachin chayv apulei kasher. The lach of kasher is only if you have two stitches. So the lach of teifer is chayv by two stitches, but two stitches don't only hold unless you tie it, you knot it. Three stitches, however, will last much longer even if you don't knot it. Therefore, it's also even without that.
Chayv.
he'll be chayiv. But Hagav the Varek Sas didn't tefer. While I'm here, I'm going to point out someone that holds up tefer. Tefer Shei Tvir is chayiv. Person stitches two stitches is chayiv. Pusha Kosher Rosh Shei Achot Mikan and Mikan. The two edges were tied, were knotted. Kishal Ishvat, they shouldn't come out. Tishman, I'm sorry. So he'll be chayiv for tefer. If the knots were shakayama, so you have a kosher problem also. The issur d'rabbanan exists, at least according to some opinions, even if there's no knot at all. Therefore, this is a Eisen ha-noshim shetoichon ha-kreiz im ha-beged b'machat b'shtei tchifas lav shaper avdi. People who put in safety pins or pins and they go in and out. That's two stitches. So and they combine two items together with these two tchifas. It's not proper what they're doing. This is a carbon asam. Three last even without it. Now this is the sheet of the Karban Asanel. Interestingly, the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. He says that that's not, that when you deal with Teifer using thread, so thread holds the garment, it becomes like one with the garment, you have a garment which is held together. When you use pins, it's clearly a separate entity which is, you know, nicker, and it's, you know, so the same way if I use buttons, it's not called teifer, it's called buttons. This is called pins. It's not called sewing. It's called pinning something. It's a different. It's not the malach of teifer. The vice, the Mishlo Mazalman says that a person should be machmer if he could. And Moshe actually says that a person, you know, could be machmer, but he holds that safety pins, which are clearly just put there to hold something together, and it's not going to stay there like, you know, a person would pin together a diaper. That was in Moshe's case with a safety pin, because that's how he did it. Moshe holds that that's not considered, you know, to be machmer in that pachlal. As he says, Allah Almighty, the minute of Adam is to make on it. So, okay, let's hold it here. Scare.
All right.